Okay, Tehillat Hashem, we're beginning the 13th and final parak of Maseches Ksubos. So we're going to talk about a lot of the Piskei Halacha that Admon and Chanan ben Avi Shalom gave, and they're here because four of them are about Maseches Ksubos related issues. Not all of them are, but that's what the whole parak is about. Shnei Dayanim of Gzeros of Yerushalayim. There were two Dayanim of Gzeros in Yerushalayim. Admon and Chanan ben Avi Shalom. Admon and Chanan ben Avi Shalom. They were members of Beis Din that had the authority to make gezeros and knossos and things like that. So they were known as the Dayane Gezeros. The Bartanura had a girsa Dayane Gezelos, the Dayanim of robberies. But anyway, Chanan Omer Shnei Dvarim. Chanan had two Piskei Halacha that the Chachamim did not like, and Admon Omer Shiva, and Admon had seven Piskei Halacha that the Chachamim did not like. So first we start with the first of Chanan's Piskei Halacha and what they didn't like about it. If someone goes to a different country, and the wife demands that she be supported while the husband is away from the husband's property. So Chanan Omer, Tishav B'Sof Lov Tishav B'Tchila. She swears after her husband's death when she comes to collect her ksuba, and she doesn't swear at the beginning when demanding the support during his lifetime. Meaning, if it's reported that her husband has died and she claims her ksuba payment, she has to first take a shavua that she has nothing in her possession that belongs to him that already would have constituted a collection of the ksuba payment. But when she demands support, she doesn't have to take any such shavua. The Beis Din immediately just gives her whatever support she's entitled to or she wants to have. Nechlikol of Bnei Kohanim Gedolim v'amru. The Bnei Kohanim Gedolim disagreed with Chanan and they said Tishav b'tchila ubasof, when she's looking for support while the husband's away, or when she's looking for the ksuba payment when she gets word that he's dead, she should have to take a shavua. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Harkina. Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas agreed with the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yafa Amar Chanan. I think Chanan is correct. Lo tishav el b'sof. So everyone took sides in that machlokas. Now the second thing Chanan said, Mishalach l'medinas yama, husband goes to a different country, v'amadech l'fir neses ishto, and someone went and supported the guy's wife. So Chanan omer, ibeid esma osav, that he has lost all of his money, he's not able to demand it back from the husband. The husband never asked you to lay out money to support his wife, so you did that on your own. Nechlekol of Bnei Kohanim Gedolim v'yamru. The Bnei Kohanim Gedolim disagreed, and they said, Yishav kama hotzi v'yitol. Let him take a shua of how much money he spent, and then he'll collect that money from the husband when the husband comes home. What do other Tanaim say about this machlokas? Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas kidivrehem. The Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas agrees with the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai yafa amar Chanan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thinks that Chanan said correctly. Hiniach mosav al keren hatzvi. The guy put his money on the antlers of a deer, meaning when you put your money on the antlers of a deer, it will be lost. The deer runs really fast. You're never going to catch up to him. So too, this guy decided he's going to give money to this woman and with no guarantee of getting it back. So he's not entitled to get it back. So to review what we learned today, we learned the two Piskei Halacha of Chanan that the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim disagreed with. In the first Mishnah, we learned that that someone whose husband goes on a dinas yam and the wife asks for mezonos, she does not have to take a shavua, but when she hears that he's dead and she asks for her ksuba, she has to take a shavua that she's not holding on to anything of his. The Bnei Kohanim Gedolim say, no, for both of those things she has to take a shavua. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas agreed to the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai agrees to Chanan. And then the second thing that Chanan said was that in Mishnah Beis, was that if the husband goes to another country and someone out of his own will just decides to support the wife, so Chanan says his tough luck, he can't demand the money back from the husband, but the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim say he just has to take a shavua how much money he spent on her, and the husband is on the hook for that amount of money. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas agreed with Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai agreed with Chanan because the guy was just throwing his money away. Okay, B'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnayos Gimel and Talit.